momentum, belief, form. Yeah, it's all there at the moment, and it's a tough game, Cardiff. So it's a good game for us, a real good one, a real good away fixture for us. The boys are buzzing, they're positive, they want to play, they can't wait for the next game. So, you know, we sort of regroup to go again at Cardiff.
What were your words at half-time on Tuesday? Because the first half from both teams was quite nervy, but it looked like in a second your side was the one who overcome that, and obviously the tactical switch you made paid dividends, you know, in the first 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think we addressed the shape. We were very conscious of the fact what other teams' strengths are. And the first half, I didn't think we picked up enough second balls, and you know, it's fine saying it, but you've got to work out a plan to change it. So we changed the shape at half time, and that was effective and certainly gives us something to think about before Saturday. But, you know, it was just reminding the guys of what's at stake, and, you know, just saying, you know, trust yourselves a bit more, you know, on the front foot, you know. Let's be a little bit more attack minded, and obviously the boys listened and come out, and we certainly looked like a different team second half.
Is it too simplistic to say that because Cardiff are not going to go down nor go up, that they'll be easier to come up against because they have nothing to play for in theory?
No, that's not going to happen. I've been in that situation loads of times, and it's just not true. Professional footballers, it's Russell Slade's a good fella, and he'll have his team up for it. He'll have 20,000 fans demanding from him, so they'll be up for it, as will we. We're ready for a battle. You know, we can't wait for kickoff, so we'll be fired up, and you know, we'll have a right go down there.
Obviously, you're definitely going to be without Ed Upson, who misses three games with suspension. Obviously, Sean Williams come off against Wigan as well. Obviously, he's a little bit walking wounded after that game because it was a real battle, wasn't it? So I suppose Friday is all about assessing who you've got.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Willow come off injured, so we'll have a late look at him before the game Saturday to see how he goes. Obviously, he's done well for us, so we hope that he can pull through. But we had 24 fit players available for Tuesday's game, so we've got the players there. If people are missing, like Ed, then it's somebody else's opportunity. And I've got players that are desperate to play, got players that are desperate to be on the bench, and I had to leave some really good players off the bench the other night. So, you know, they come back into the reckoning as well, and you know, we've certainly got a squad that's capable of going to Cardiff and getting a result.
Your squad is going to be key, isn't it, over the next few days, but particularly firstly Cardiff away and then Blackburn away. Not only is it Saturday, Tuesday, but it's two long journeys as well to contend with.
Yeah, travelling's not a problem. You know, the boys are looked after these days. You know, there's certainly no excuse for us, and we won't even be thinking now. We enjoy the occasions. Two great games. You know, Cardiff away, lovely stadium, big game for us, a passionate crowd, and Blackburn, traditional stadium, good place to play football. So, you know, we really look forward to both games.